This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. The Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I went into a rant in hour number two about NFL players not showing up for work, not playing this season, baseball players not playing this season. Ooh, the poor babies. You notice the one thing almost all of them have in common, by the way, certainly with baseball players, every guy who's sitting out the season has like a $300 million contract. There was one guy who only had like a $160 million contract. And he's a scrub. I've never heard of him in my whole life. He's like a nobody and a nothing. He's like a part-time middle-inning pitcher, and he's got a $160 million contract. So of course you can afford to say, I'm scared, I don't feel like playing, I might hurt my family. These guys are such babies, such snowflakes. Whatever happened to the old days, smack them in the face, tell them to be a real man. Grow up and be a man. As I said in hour number two, my parents died. I love them. This is not an example of someone that loves his parents. I was close to my parents. I loved my parents. I was destroyed by my parents dying 28 days apart. But I never missed a day of work. And they were 3,000 miles away in New York, and I was in Las Vegas. And I was the star of a TV show, and I made sure the funerals were spaced out far enough that I could fly to New York, spend 2 days in New York, fly home, and make my TV show. Because when you're getting paid to do something, you do it. Two parents died 28 days apart, never missed a day of work. That's called dedication. That's called honoring your parents by honoring your contracts. These people don't care about their fans. They don't care about their teammates. And even if they did play, what a joke. They're all going to play while they spit in our faces. So this is the end of sports in America. You don't understand. The only people that can afford to go to sporting events are the very people you're pissing off. Because everyone who could afford to go to... Isn't it Democrats? Democrats are the ones who say all the rich people in America are Republicans. Isn't that what Democrats say? Isn't that what they've said for 50 years now? Republican Party is the party of the rich? All the people in those skyboxes, they don't want to hear about Black Lives Matter. All the people in the box seats, they don't want to hear about Black Lives Matter. All the people that buy your merchandise, they don't want to hear about Black Lives Matter. The only guy with the balls to tell you is me. Nobody who spends the money and buys the tickets wants to hear about Black Lives Matter. Not because they're racist, because they don't give two damns about anything political in a sporting event. They don't want to hear about Maggie either. People don't go to football games to go to a pep rally for politics. They don't go to football games to hear a big political debate. They don't go, and they certainly don't go to hear a side of politics that's against theirs. I just told you I don't want to hear MAGA at a football game. But I certainly don't want to hear from communist organizations like Black Lives Matter, and that's what they are. It's got nothing to do with Black Lives. If it had to do with Black Lives, they'd worry about millions of aborted black babies each year. If it had to do with Black Lives, they'd worry about black cop shot. If it had to do with Black Lives, they'd worry about black-on-black genocide on the streets of Chicago and other towns around America. Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with black lives. But if you want to allow them to ruin sports and talk about Black Lives Matter all day long, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, then I think you've got to allow the other side. There's got to be MAGA on my helmet. There's got to be All Lives Matter on my helmet. There's got to be police department symbols on my helmet. You want to put a symbol of a guy who got shot by the police? Great. Have at it. I really don't think we should be doing any of this. But if you really are adamant about it and you want it, you want to put a social justice warrior hero symbol on your helmet and show a black kid shot by cops unfairly, great. Do it. But I'm going to wear a person on my helmet who's a cop that was shot unfairly by a thug. I'm going to wear that to honor the cop on my helmet. And that thug could be white or black. Doesn't matter. It's not a racist issue. I only back the blue. I don't black white. I don't back black. I don't back white. I back the blue. I believe in cops. If a cop is shot, I don't care if the guy who shot him is black or white. I'm with the cop. And vice versa. If a cop has to shoot a bad guy, I don't care if the bad guy's white or black. I'm with the cop. But this bull spit that NFL end zones will read end racism and it takes all of us in the home openers and play the black national anthem. This is the most racist thing I've ever heard in my entire life. If you think it's racist to say all lives matter, then you're the racist. Because your life doesn't matter more than mine. Okay, you want equality and fairness and social justice, then all lives matter. Then a black life is not more important than a policeman's life or a white person's life. I've never heard such garbage in my life. End racism. You're right, end racism. Therefore, get rid of Black Lives Matter, because it's a racist organization. Organized, founded by three lesbian black women who literally don't want men in the household. They think that's what's wrong with America, is men in the household. It's a Marxist organization. They've been trained as Marxists. So they're going to play the black national anthem before the first football games this year, home openers. So what are you going to do when I knee for the black national anthem? What are you going to do? If it's okay to knee for the American national anthem that represents all of us, white and black, and Hispanic and Indian, what are you going to do when I knee for your national anthem? I didn't know there were two national anthems. I didn't know we were two separate countries. Did you? Did you know there's a black America and a white America? I didn't know that. Black national anthem. I've never heard of such crap in my life. I've never heard of such an outrage in my entire life. That you would play the black national anthem. So I'll tell you what, I'm recommending, A, people stop spending money on sports. Stop spending it. Bet on sports, that's fun. Make some money on the players. That's fine. Play fantasy sports and bet online. Make money on the players. Go out and enjoy your family. Come home and see the final score and see if you won or lost. Make money on the players. Don't ever watch a game again. Don't buy their merchandise. Don't attend games. Don't encourage them. But if you are at the game, kneel for the black national anthem the same way they kneel for the American national anthem. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. They're also going to wear BLM slogans and names on their helmets. Yeah, and I won't be watching your games anymore. What a disgrace. And here's what goes, and don't forget, the players got their way and got all this, and they don't want to play. They're afraid of COVID. They actually believe the liberal media. There's no young athletes dying of COVID in America. There's no professional athletes dying of COVID. It's the flu. It goes after 70, 80, and 90-year-olds who are bedridden in a nursing home or sitting slept over in a wheelchair. It doesn't go after world-class athletes. You'll get the flu. You'll be better in 3 days, or you won't even know you have it. They'll test you, and you'll go, I'm positive? I have no symptoms. Oh, wow. You just got to give up your $6 million salary for that. How pathetic. I've never missed a day of work in my entire life. And, you know, as I said at the end of one segment in hour number one, my beautiful fiancée Cindy and I go out to eat every night, 7 nights a week. I love eating out. It's my joy in life. We eat out at a different restaurant 7 nights a week. And so I know all the top restaurants in Vegas, and I know all the staff. The captains, the maitre d's, the host, the hostess, the waiters, the waitresses, the chefs. I know them all. And the same ones are there every night grinding it out that were there before COVID. They all go to work every day. You know why? Because they got work ethic and they need the money. So all you $6, $8, $10 million players who don't need the money that claim it's about the COVID, no, it's not. You're a spoiled brat. You're overpaid. And so you could afford to take a season off. It's the dumbest thing you'll ever do, by the way. You've let your fans down. You've let your teammates down. You've let your team down. You've ignored and broken your contract. Your bond is no longer your word. And in the case of the NFL, you're lucky if you have a 3-year career, a 4-year career, a 5-year career, at best a 10-year career. If you miss one season, you've missed 10% of your career. If you have a 10-season career, which is rare. If you have a 5-season career, you've missed 20% of your working life. You're an idiot, is what you are. Over a disease that affects 90-year-olds in wheelchairs and doesn't affect you in any other way except getting the flu. You got to take risk in life. I take risk every day. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not telling you to play. I play every day. I'm out in the real world every day. I just got back from a meeting with a bunch of strangers. We're all right next to each other doing business. Can't do business in a mask. You got to take it off to talk and have a business conversation. I'm not expecting to die from it. What's the matter with you? What a bunch of snowflakes. What a bunch of soft snowflakes. And as Mike Ditka says, if you can't stand for the national anthem, go play football in Venezuela. Go play baseball in Cuba, you bums. You're all bums. And the National Association of Basketball Coaches called for an end to the use of SAT and ACT in determining a student athlete's eligibility to play university sports. Of course they did. Because they've been recruiting people for years that either get zeros on the exam. They have no ability to be in school. They're not a student athlete. They're just an athlete. Let's stop with the lies. They're asked to spell cat. I spot them the C and the A, and they can't get the T. That's what most of the athletes are like. Ask them to spell dumb, and they can't spell it. That's when you know you're in trouble. And so now you don't want them to take SATs or ACTs to determine their eligibility to play university sports. What a disgrace. Now you don't want to even pretend that they're on a campus like Stanford because they have a brain. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, it's MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the lead story today, both the New York Post and at the UK Daily Mail at this very moment, is about the former president of a big accessories clothing brand, Kipling, killed by a great white shark while swimming off the coast of Maine. And the only thing I could think was, as opposed to sorry for her tragedy, the second thought that popped in my mind was, we got to change that name. Great White Shark. I mean, seriously, Black Lives Matter's got to be very upset. You're naming a shark Great White? That's racist, man. We got to do, like, you know, all shark colors matter. We got to change the name. Christmas. You can't have a white Christmas anymore, can you? And snow. Snow represents cleanliness and beauty. It's white. But Snow White, the action figure, the cartoon character, you can't have Snow White anymore. Oh, my God. It's all racist, you know? Great white shark. Why can't it be a great black shark? Why is it got to be a great white shark? If it's great and it's white, you're saying that blacks are inferior. Isn't that what you're saying? Black sharks are inferior. Black sharks matter too, don't they? You're hurting my feelings. You're hurting everyone's feelings. Every word in life cannot be racist. You can't base everything on every word in life on racism and everything you say. You know what else was absurd today? Remember, I'm Jewish. And somebody in the lead editorial writer at the Chicago Tribune dared to write a column blaming George Soros for all the violence and unrest and rioting and burning and looting and shooting at federal agents and blinding them with lasers, all the bad stuff going on in cities across America. He blamed on George Soros and said he's funding it. Well, I agree. Never once does it occur to me that's anti-Semitism. The entire Tribune editorial board is ready to walk off and quit if they don't fire this guy or he doesn't apologize immediately, because it was anti-Semitic to blame George Soros. That's like what people have done for years. They always blame the Jews. I'm Jewish. I didn't even think what Soros is. I don't even count him as Jewish. He's a communist. His religion doesn't matter. He's not a religious Jew. George Soros isn't Jewish. He may have been born Jewish. He hates Israel and he hates Jews. He's a nasty SOB. You can't just because you blame someone for something and they're bad and they happen to be Jewish, you're anti-Semitic. If you blame someone, they happen to be black, you're racist. How ridiculous. How absolutely ridiculous. This country's getting so ridiculous. I'm a Jew, and I'm telling you right now, George Soros is at the root, excuse the pun, of all of our problems in America. Before I get to any other news, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and let me mention what's coming up next. Because we have an interview for the second half of the show with the great John Yoo, who's one of the great lawyers and constitutional scholars in America, professor of law at UC Berkeley, author of the new book, Defender-in-Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. And I asked him all kinds of interesting questions I'll bet he's never been asked in an interview before about what Trump is able to do constitutionally to go after Google and Facebook and Twitter and to use a executive order to go after voter ID. All of that will be coming up in my interview with John Yoo, one of the most brilliant constitutional scholars and right-wing lawyers in America today. Let me mention the sponsor of this show, Cornerstone Asset Metals, as I always do when I'm doing this ad. Let me just see real quickly what happened today. If I could find CNBC, here it goes. What happened today with gold and silver? I never know till I look. So record rally for gold falters ahead of U.S. Fed meeting. So I guess gold went down a little bit today. A gold gained on Tuesday ahead of a U.S. Federal Reserve policy meeting. So why do they say it falters? Gold was up to $1,947 an ounce, almost $2,000 an ounce. And then gold futures went up even higher. I see. Gold surged to a record high of 1980 earlier in the session, but prices retreated a little bit as investors booked profits and the dollar bounced back. So gold was up today, and silver is also at record levels. Silver is sitting at, silver was up a little bit in the aftermarket. It's up to $24.36, so it's almost $25 per ounce. Gold and silver are both flying. And Cornerstone Asset Metals says, you know what you got to do? You got to take advantage today of what's about to happen. Gold and silver just look to be on a rocket ship. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. You don't even have to take any extra money for this year. All you have to do is take money that you already put aside in your retirement account and send it to them, and they will waive all transfer costs, so you will open a precious metals retirement account to protect the future value of your retirement money for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Up next is that interview with John Yoo. You got to hear. The most brilliant constitutional attorney in the United States of America and a real shining star of the conservative movement. Up next, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the amount of personal protective equipment distributed around the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
When the China virus struck our nation, we mobilized the entire government and the private sector to acquire, source, and deliver life-saving supplies.
The president, speaking during the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, also says more help is on the way to nursing homes.
Last week, FEMA completed a second shipment of personal protective equipment to over 15,000 nursing homes in the United States.
Speaking in Delaware on Tuesday, Joe Biden is confirming he will choose his running mate next week. Biden staying very tight-lipped about the front runners, and the International Air Transport Association thinks it'll be 2023 before airline travel is back to what it once was. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. We got a great guest. I'm going to get right to him. He's one of my heroes. I love this guy. I was pre-law 4 years at Columbia University. I decided to go into business instead of law. But, you know, the lawyer in me, the almost lawyer in me, loves John Yoo. He's a guy that is a constitutional scholar, a professor of law at, get this, UC Berkeley, almost as bad as my college, Columbia University. You know, I think Columbia and Berkeley are probably 1-2 the most communist left-wing universities in the United States of America. He's the author of a new book, Defender in Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. It's on sale today, and I'm sure it's going to be a number one bestseller. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. My kind of legal scholar, John Yoo. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Was that a good enough intro for you? You are one of my heroes. I think you're fantastic. I appreciate everything you did after 9/11, and I you know, some people take note of people. I took note of what you did then. I appreciate everything you did, and I think you're a great hero in America. So thanks for all you do. Now before we get to the book, and we're going to get to the book, we're going to get to your Fox News column, we're going to get to all kinds of things. I got to ask you a couple of personal questions because you're a constitutional scholar. And I want to see if you have an answer. My single biggest issue in America today is I believe that elections are being stolen by Democrats because there's no voter ID and illegal aliens are voting. And here in Nevada, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I mean, I used to live in California and I spent a lot of time in California. And I'm telling you, every person you meet in California, John, is a liberal. So I understand why California's a red state. I get it. But in Nevada, every person you meet is a Republican conservative. I can't go to any store in this city without every person screaming, "War, we love you, war, we love Trump." Everyone's a conservative here, yet we lose every election by a whisper-thin margin because illegals are outvoting legal American voters in the state of Nevada. That's how we lost this state, and it became a purple, even trending deep blue state. Why can't President Trump use an executive action to say voter ID from now on for all federal election or federal offices? And then that would eliminate the advantage of illegals in Nevada that have to show their ID, and if they don't have it, they can't vote. Why can't a president do that?
Well, first, I think that voter ID is a good idea. And second, I think that the federal government could definitely require it for federal elections. There's a provision in the Constitution that says that states primarily regulate elections, but then the Congress can also add on top of those or replace them even. I would still need an act of Congress, though, in some way to authorize the president to do it, and I don't think that they've done it yet. Now, the president has taken some steps. For example, you saw he just issued an executive order saying that in counting people for the census.
Yes.
And for allocating houses, you know, seats in the House of Representatives and so on, that illegal aliens aren't to be counted, and we'll see whether the courts reject that. But I think right now he doesn't have that power yet, I think, to require voter ID. Now, states could do it. States definitely have the authority to do it, and the Supreme Court has said that voter ID is legal and doesn't infringe voting rights.
Yeah, but you know what the vicious cycle is. In other words, Democrats and the Reid machine cheat like crazy in the state, and they sign up all the illegals to vote, and they ask to make sure there's no ID. The illegals vote. They elect the Democrats. Then the Democrats control the governor, lieutenant governor, all the constitutional offices, and the assembly, and the state senate, and so you can never get state voter ID. There's no way it would ever pass in a state because Democrats control it. How'd they get in charge? Illegal alien votes. So they're never going to require it. So it's got to be done from the federal level. It can't be done from the state level once Democrats take over. That's why I'm so concerned that President Trump's got to do something or Nevada will go blue forevermore.
I mean, sounds like you're living in a version of California already.
Yes, right. It is. That's what they learned from. I believe Harry Reid and the Reid machine learned to steal elections from the California liberals who opened the border after Pete Wilson won. That was kind of the last hurrah ever for the California GOP. And after that, they just opened the borders, let all the illegals in, made sure they could vote, made sure they got driver's license, made sure there was no difference between the driver's license for a guy who's illegal and a driver's license for someone who's legal. You can't tell the Secretary of State. So I'll say they can't tell. So you just walk in and you vote. And that's what happened in California, and that's how they overwhelmed the state, and that's how they've turned Nevada into a purple state, which is trending blue now. And the way you could instantly make us a red state is voter ID, but you're never going to get it because the state won't do it, and Congress is run by Democrats, the House. So unless President Trump can figure out some sort of trick via executive order, I fear that you'll never win this state again in the red Republican column.
So I don't think you need an executive order. See, I don't think you need an executive order.
Yeah.
I think what you could do is if this comes from Bush versus Gore, and the Supreme Court said every vote has to be counted and weighed equally within a state. And so if there were places where people who aren't allowed to vote were voting, then the candidates could sue. Donald Trump could sue as a candidate and say that the vote tally coming out of a state is not accurate because it's counting people who have no legal right to vote. And so you could have a lawsuit brought, I think. That would probably be faster and more effective and could still take effect before the election.
If there's still any decent judges left, you know, this state's filled with nothing but liberal Democrat judges, and they rule against you every time. And look at the Supreme Court ruling against my state, Las Vegas, against churches. They said the state has the power to basically close a church or tell a church what to do, all because Roberts keeps siding with the liberals. So that brings me up, John Yoo, with my next big question. What is wrong with John Roberts? Here's a guy appointed to be the ultimate conservative as the head, the chief justice, and he turns into at least, you know, 20% of the time on key issues, this guy is the ultimate liberal lover. It's unbelievable. What explains this?
I have to say I share your disappointment in him. And I think in a way Trump has tried to correct for this. If you look at the Trump judges, which I talk about in my book, he's appointed some pretty good people, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and dozens upon dozens of very young, committed lower court judges who someday will be in the hunt for a Supreme Court appointment. John Roberts was a different model. You remember Donald Trump went out and he put out a list of people he would pick from the Supreme Court. He committed only to filling the courts with original people who are committed to the original understanding of the Constitution. You remember, John Roberts was different. He kind of made a career by keeping his views hidden, and conservatives just, I think, made the mistake of thinking he was secretly a conservative. But now I think his true colors have come out. I think really what he's doing is more political than legal. He's trying to keep the court's profile low while it's going into the election. He did that in 2012 by upholding Obamacare, too. The problem with that, instead of calling the balls and strikes like he said he would, is that it's just going to invite more political attacks and more pressure on the Supreme Court, and generally from liberals and the left, not from conservatives. And he'll keep drifting that way because that's where he'll feel the pressure coming from.
That Obamacare vote was the most sickening thing that's ever happened to me in my entire career as a smart, common sense Republican conservative. It was a kick in the gut. It was a stab in the abdomen. It was just the most horrible betrayal I've ever seen. But more importantly, John, you're the constitutional expert. Wasn't it the worst decision ever? I mean, how could you change the Commerce Clause? How could you say it's not a tax or it is a tax? You know, you just decide whatever you want to make it come true. That's basically what he did.
Yeah, I think he's too clever by half. If you go back to the original Constitution, the founders thought that states would primarily be in charge of public health and safety and the federal government be in charge of national issues. I don't think they ever would have thought the federal government had the power to nationalize all health care in the country, 18-20% of the economy. If you allow the federal government to regulate health care, you essentially allow the federal government to regulate everything, and that's something that our founders rejected.
Let me throw another question at you out of the blue, because it's something that's been on my mind. I'm someone who for 5 months now has had all these great medical guests on my show who all say they've treated hundreds, if not thousands, of patients with COVID with hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, and it worked. And again and again, I kept screaming from the loudest mountaintops, this stuff works. This can get us out of our problems. This is a miracle drug that within hours, people, you know, their symptoms just fade away and they're back to normal again. We don't need to assume you're going to die from COVID. Hydroxychloroquine works if combined with zinc. So now all these ER doctors come out in a press conference in D.C. yesterday, and they announced that hydroxychloroquine is the magic bullet that works. And overnight, Google, Facebook, Twitter erased the press conference, erased all the news of it, literally suspended Donald Trump Jr.'s account for putting a video up that showed the doctor saying hydroxychloroquine is the magic bullet that literally treats and makes it go away. Isn't there something we can legally do to the Silicon Valley executives who made a purposeful decision to literally ban and erase and censor important life-saving news?
Yeah, I'm not a medical expert. I don't know what works and what doesn't work, but I am disturbed by the growth of power of the social media companies and the way that they are trying to censor and manage speech. And the Justice Department, I think, is investigating whether they're committing antitrust violations. I think the better solution is competition. I think the way that Facebook or Google or Twitter are censoring conservative viewpoints, I think that opens up the opportunity for other competitive networks that are going to be more defensive of free speech. That's the American solution. I worry that the government getting involved sometimes can only make things worse, not better, even though they have the best of intentions.
Well, I get it, believe me, but I don't know at this point that anybody's ever going to catch up to Facebook and Twitter and Google. You know, they've tried this, you know, DuckDuck, you know, whatever it is, and all these other ones for Google as an example. And meanwhile, every person I know in the whole world, John, you know, when they want to go find an answer, they Google it, including me most of the time, by the way. So, you know, I think it's DuckDuckGo, but nobody uses it. They use Google, and nobody goes to another Facebook. They use Facebook. They don't go to another Twitter. There's Parler, which I'm starting to use, but it just doesn't have the power of a Twitter. So I think he's got to step in and do something. Let me ask you a quick question, John. Can you stay for another segment? So we just spent a whole segment talking about your new book. You have another few minutes? Good.
Sure.
Stay with us. John Yu, one of my heroes, constitutional scholar, professor of law at UC Berkeley, author of the new book, Defender-in-Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. Let's talk about how Trump is the Constitution's last stand. When we get back, John Yu, constitutional scholar, great lawyer, Defender-in-Chief's his new book. Go check it out at Amazon right now at any fine bookstore like Barnes & Noble. Great stuff. We'll be back. More Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, with John Yu. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I am back with John Yoo. John Yoo is a constitutional scholar, professor of law at Berkeley, author of the new book, Defender-in-Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. It's on sale today. Today's the day it's released by St. Martin's Press. Before I get back to John, let me just mention real quick the sponsor of this show. It is Boomer Naturals. You have to wear a mask. There's no choice whether you like it or not. And these guys have a 30-use protective face cover, 30-day, 30-use in sizes for adults and children. It's always in stock. They've got as many as you need. They are comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak, made for long wear, breathable protection. They last up to 30 days and only cost 30 cents each. They are amazing. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. I just got back from a flight to Chicago for the weekend, and I had to wear a mask there and wear a mask back. And for the whole 8 hours of flying, I wore Boomer Naturals mask, and it was actually livable. BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root. WARRADIO20, save 20% at BoomerNaturals.com. The best face masks, the best face coverings, and they're all in stock and easy to breathe and good for your family and ready to go. BoomerNaturals.com. All right, we've got John Yoo here, who is a constitutional scholar. His new book's out, Defender-in-Chief. John, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So your book argues that President Trump is the Constitution's greatest defender of people like Washington and Jefferson and Madison and Hamilton, and they would just love this guy. Tell us what you mean about all that.
Well, in many ways, he's also its most unlikely defender, because when Trump got elected, he was going to be a populist, I think. Populists often don't like being limited by the Constitution. They want to do the people's will. But the funny thing happened on the way to the Oval Office. I think the people who started attacking Trump, his critics, were the ones who started ripping at the constitutional fabric, started saying things like we should get rid of the Electoral College or pack the Supreme Court or use independent counsels and prosecutors to wage political fights, or ultimately to impeach and to have a nationalized economy for a Green New Deal. And it was, I think, Trump who's actually been trying to keep the federal government of limited powers that our framers intended, but at the same time to have an energetic, vigorous presidency and executive branch, which is also what the founders wanted.
It is what the founders wanted, but, you know, don't you find it absolutely amazing, we're talking to John Yoo, constitutional scholar, that the very people you and I idolize and appreciate as maybe the greatest group of people that ever existed at one time in one place in world history, our founding fathers, the Washingtons, the Jeffersons, the Madisons, the Hamiltons, that all the liberal groups hate them and want to take their statues down. They even want to take Abraham Lincoln's statue down. I don't get it, John. Didn't they free the slaves? Why would people who believe in Black Lives Matter and liberal beliefs, why would you hate an Abraham Lincoln or an abolitionist? Does any of this make sense to you?
I hate this editing of history, and even in San Francisco, my hometown these days, protesters pulled down the statue of Ulysses S. Grant. I mean, if there were two people who were responsible for the ending of slavery, it's Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant. I find it makes no sense, and I think it's actually harmful to the country. But what's going to happen next? I mean, people are going to be consistent. I assume they'll pull down the Washington and Jefferson memorials next, and they might pull down the FDR memorial. Well, who's going to be left standing? I find it very nihilistic. I think it's just destructive without anything positive to put in place. But beyond that, I take your point about the founding. I actually think the Constitution and the founding are one of the great moments in American history. And maybe they couldn't live up to all the promises of the Declaration of Rights, Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights in the beginning because of slavery. But I think they also created the institutions that allowed slavery to come to an end. And it took a civil war and the deaths of 600,000 Americans to keep the promise of the Declaration of Independence and the Civil War. And to have Reconstruction, eventually the Civil Rights Movement. I think when you have this kind of radical spirit, nothing is ever good enough because they know, they think that they can create a perfect world. And so anyone who doesn't meet up to that high standard has to be erased from history. That's the very spirit that moved the French Revolution and the Chinese Revolution and the Russian Revolution, but not the American Revolution.
Last question. You're a UC Berkeley professor. I'm a Columbia University grad, probably the two most liberal institutions in the United States of America, and maybe you could argue Harvard is in the top three. So how do you survive at a UC Berkeley?
Well, you know, I like the company of liberals, actually, and I still think that even amongst this gigantic sea of Marxists and communists and socialists, there still will be one symbol of capitalism and democracy standing in the middle of it all. So I'm happy to be kind of like the West Berlin during the Cold War out in Berkeley.
That's what you are. That's what I was at Columbia, by the way. I played Reagan in the campus-wide debates and won those debates. They voted for me, even though they hated Reagan. They hated him. I think the vote before the actual debate was like the audience watching the debates said they were 90% for Jimmy Carter, but they voted, I think it was 75% that I won the debates. I was kind of shocked. But I was the only classmate, John, I ever knew at Columbia who was a conservative. After the fact, I've met a few now. But at the time, I never knew a single kid that was a conservative. And you know who my classmate was? Class of 83. Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. It's one of the most famous stories of the whole Obama years. How could he have been my classmate and graduated on the same day when we were both pre-law? Don't know a single classmate who ever met him at Columbia University. One of the strangest stories in the history of Columbia. John Yoo, we appreciate you. Constitutional scholar, a constitutional scholar, and his new book is out, Defender-in-Chief. Go get it at Amazon. Defender-in-Chief. Thanks, John.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.